Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have we done a duet at a live show?
I was denied when I suggested it.
Those
words
never came out of my mouth.
He said, Tina, darling, bring me the axe. We'll sing.
And I remember backstage in the green room where you were eating your steak and it was too rare for you, and I said you had to eat it and sit there until you finished eating it?
You said, it's rare, darling.
You'll eat it rare.
I'm the president. She's the vice president. When I die, they'll break that glass ceiling for her and she can become president.
Which president are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Franklin.
President Franklin.
Benjamin. Benjamin Franklin. It's the way they teach it in Bolivia.
What do you mean?
Yesterday I seemed a little off of my game.
Off your marital game. You seemed off your marital game. You know why.
Just because I dropped the name.
Yeah. And that says to me that you had something swimming in the old dome.
No, like memories of a man who lost his nest.
No, I didn't mean
scattered pictures of the copies of the legal agreements.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Let me get this camera right here.
Of course.
Sorry. Got to go down a little bit there.
Special guest today.
We have a special guest joining us. What are you doing? Are you fidgeting?
Yeah.
You can slouch a little bit.
It was just the wire was sort of.
This is actually a thing where slouching would be okay because you would get your butt. Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
That's fantastic. My son, Michael, it is picture day. I posted a few pictures up on social media and I wasn't going to have him in unless he walked in the door looking like he did when he walked out the door this morning. You styled it all day long. Did you have that outfit on all day today?
Yeah, literally all day.
You know, all day.
I love that he looks like an insurance salesman coming home from work.
He looks like a young Republican.
But I did laugh, Mike.
He's got the red tie. Yeah. When
I opened up Facebook and I saw the pictures and it didn't occur to me immediately, school picture day, I thought it was like picture day at your house. And you were just taking pictures of each other.
No, September 30th is picture day at school.
Yes.
And I think... to the best of my knowledge, I showed a couple of guys that I golfed with Michael's picture, and a lot of the guys were saying he's probably the only one styling. Tell me that you were the only one. Put the drink down, please, because there's equipment here.
Boom.
Thank you. Were you the only one with a tie on?
Yes.
Oh, really? Wow. So
that's really, was it pretty cool to be dressed up and wearing a tie?
That was my first time ever wearing.
What's the
first time you've worn a tie to school? If you went to certain schools, you'd wear a tie all the time.
Yeah, like a private school.
Right,
yeah.
Like a private school, exactly.
Mm-hmm. If Daddy wanted to pop for one. I'm sorry. Michael, what's the best part about wearing a suit during the day?
T.O. Oscar would maybe get us more money in the coffers. Maybe.
By the way, I'm going to warn you about Oscar today. He started before he even got into the studio.
Really?
So it's going to be a day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he wanted to tell me some Gary Shandling story. I moved on.
It was Steve Martin and Shut Your Face.
Okay. Now... So tell me, go ahead.
How did it feel to wear a suit all day? Did you feel powerful?
I felt
important.
I felt cool.
I felt good.
Did it feel weird wearing such a lovely suit, a really handsome outfit like that out in the abandoned field?
We had indoor recess.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't want to sweat. Because our picture was like right after that.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
you want to look
smart.
Put together. Yeah,
smart. Did you get any compliments from any of the teachers or little ladies in your class?
I got a lot of compliments from teachers.
Nice.
That's good.
That's smart.
Good. Yeah.
A lot of the kids said I look like the president.
Wow.
There you go.
How about that?
Which one?
With the bad one? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
What do you mean?
I shouldn't say that. We don't know. We, you know, we're all people are whatever.
He was referring to Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon. Right. But anywho, it was
young JFK.
Yeah, I guess some teachers paid you compliments today. Is that what happened?
A lot of them.
Don't whisper, please.
A lot of them. All right.
A lot of them did. When you go to get your picture taken, I remember when I was your age and we do school picture. Did they line you up in the class by height when you go to get your picture done?
No.
Last name, right?
Okay. And do they still give you a comb?
Oh, I've never gotten a comb.
When I was a boy, they would give you a comb on picture day.
That's really strange.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it a digital picture you get to see in these days? Because when they took pictures of us, it was film. We'd see it like months later.
We put it in the yearbook.
Got it. But okay. Did you see the picture? Did you see a representation of your picture?
A proof, they would call
no.
it.
No.
Do you know when your dad was in elementary school, they did oil paintings?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we all had to wear our special pants.
Yeah.
Our tights. We wore with that.
Do you love that you have a suit at this age? I love that you have a suit.
I love it.
It's not really a suit as much as it's a blazer. Darker pants. It kind of looks like a suit. There you go. And show them your shoes. Let's see your style and dress shoes that you wore.
Wow, look at you.
Penny see loafers. That?
What's the deal with the socks, though? Socks look a little ratty.
Yeah, there was this thing. I'll show you. Okay.
Do they have a hole in them? They're good for church.
What happened?
Because they're holy
These
socks.
Are the shoes that he wore today. Look at his shoes.
Yeah, loafers.
Look at the size of those canoes, too.
Yeah.
Those are some big dogs he's got on him,
good
doesn't
for
he? You know?
You can see that back part?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it rubbed on him a little bit?
Yeah, it sort of sticks.
A little sore?
Hey, Michael, do you know why the golfer carried
Talking
an extra...
to the microphone.
Do you know why the golfer carried an extra pair of socks?
Say why. Why?
In case he got a hole in one.
All right, get out of here. You're distracted. I love you.
I'm not distracted.
I know, but I just wanted to say
this is always
I wanted to give
way.
You a kiss.
This is great.
I want nope. you take you
no
have a
star ever
day.
Wants to leave the stage.
No.
Go play. Go play.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. See you later. Thank you. That was great.
Mike, you should be yes. so proud.
You should be.
I'm super proud.
Most kids tear off that tie. By the way, kids, adults, as soon as it's over.
Yeah, I mean, the fact he didn't even loosen it.
Yeah.
That's not the right way.
That's right.
Great camera day.
Yeah.
I'm Rob looking at an album.
By the way, Mike, there has been some traction. It looks like next April is going to be the 30 for 30 for you and Rob, 30 years mm-hmm. of working together.
That's right.
And which means, per our conversation, and I've already thrown out some questions. God willing, we'll be in a position to travel,
right?
Where we could do something live.
Jesus, hopefully. If we're not in a position to travel by then, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
But
I swear to God, Oscar, if I want to airdrop something to I have two computers here. Mm-hmm. It's going to one computer, and I want to get it to the other computer.
Yes.
What the hell do I do? I don't know.
Are both computers on the same Wi-Fi?
I should shut the... Yes, they are.
Okay.
They have to share a network.
I'll do.
Yeah, if they're sharing a network, you could also turn on the computer that does not receive the airdrop, you can turn on the airdrop for everyone. Sometimes it's just on for your contacts.
Well, all I did was I turned off.
Never mind, moving along.
So, Oscar, right, April 3rd is the actual anniversary.
April 3rd,
because
30
for
30.
My first episode on Mike's airwaves was Friday, April 3rd, 1992.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'd be 30 years.
It's remarkable that we have that date. And... to work with someone for 30, it really hit me when I was like, man, that's, what a blessing.
Well, I mean, worked with him much longer than I haven't worked with him in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's surreal.
I think it's a great occasion to do that.
Yeah.
And Rob and I will have to work on something which we've tried to do, I think, for a couple of live shows. Have we done a duet at a live show?
I was denied when I suggested it.
You said you're the star.
I'll let you do it this time. I've never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth.
He said, Tina, darling, bring me the axe.
I will sing.
And I
remember
said,
backstage in the green room where you were eating your steak and it was too rare for you and I said you had to eat it and sit there until you finished eating it?
You said, it's rare, darling.
You'll eat it rare. All right. I'm going to whisper here a little bit because I don't want certain, hopefully
What's
he's off doing something
backstage?
Else.
Yeah.
So I do his homework every night.
You have to.
And you know that the thing he comes in and he says is butt cheeks and balls. That's
what he says all the time,
right?
He's a butt cheeks and balls kid.
This is where I'm a bad father. This is where I'm really a bad father.
Okay.
So he and I do our homework. And I think that...
So you don't actually do it. You just aid him, guide
him. You said you do his homework.
I just sit next to him. Okay. I sit next to him.
You don't do his homework. You work with him.
No, I know. I give him an occasional nudge, mm-hmm. and that's it. So he has primarily math homework and reading. The reading assignment is he gets 60 seconds. I think it's 145 words where he has to read a story.
Ooh.
So... this is something where I really wanted him to move on.
Right.
But I couldn't help laughing, too, because, you know, I tell him all the time, I said, stop saying balls. Mm-hmm. And he's giggling. He's saying butt cheeks, balls, because that's what eight-year-olds do. And I said, please don't say that. Don't say that. Well, I get done with this because we're coming over to do homework. And he said, balls. I said, no, we're not fooling around now. We're doing homework.
It's not balls time,
and
Michael.
And we get to his reading assignment. And I ended up recording it because this is the reading assignment.
Oh, this is the actual reading assignment?
I hope it translates. Okay. I hope it got through. So let's see what happens here. Hold on a second. And of course,
ball's time. Let's see what happens.
God, and ball's time.
I'm going to call a pet store.
I'm not doing that.
10 parakeets.
Well, we have 8 parakeets. We could call another store.
For another 10.
10?
I hate my computer.
Parakeets.
I hate it. I hate it.
But I love
Oscar.
I'm
highlighting it, and I'm double-clicking on it.
I love Oscar.
Is the volume up on the actual machine? And is the correct output picked on in your settings?
That's what I play everything from on this computer.
Well, if it was there. I've been here the whole time, as Jack Diamond said.
Do another Albert Brooks impression.
10 parakeets.
This is in downloads.
Uncanny.
Uncanny.
No, I was saying the impression was uncanny.
I'm uncanny.
I'm uncanny.
Uncanny. And
I hate
balls.
Technology. Sometimes This is something to new broadcasters, all right? Just give me a second.
Yes, no problem.
Okay?
Yeah.
You had 24 hours to take that tape that you made of your son yesterday afternoon. I know it was yesterday. Hold on, don't interrupt me. Yesterday afternoon to get this and put it in your computer. I know. I'm sorry. I got busy. Yeah, you got busy. You're so scary busy. What are you doing? What's your show now? 90 minutes? 90 minutes? You couldn't take 10 minutes to put this in there? I forgot. I'm sorry. You forgot. You're fat. You're lazy. You're old. And you suck. With a capital S. You know, you don't need to give me the insults. No, I do need to give you the insults. Because if I don't give you the insults, you'll do it again. All right? Yes, this is a podcast primarily, but you're still on that one radio station out in Iowa, and sometimes you half-ass it. You don't need to get personal. I do. The only way it gets through to your lard ass.
Whoa.
Pendulated stomach is if I give it to you hard and loud. Can I try it again? No, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to try it again. We're going to move the show along because you effed it up for the whole world trying to be cute. And by the way, too much family anyway. Listeners, boring, boring, boring with a capital B. Now you're going to say it's my family. No, it's not your family. It's you. You. Michael Sean O'Mara. The big one. You know, sit. Sorry you had to hear that.
Wow.
I'm really sorry.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
I don't know. I know why it makes you laugh, you ass. All right. I'm going back up to the top here. I'm going to try one more time to see what
happens.
We're
here. We're here. We're here to support you. And I'm sorry Mike was so hard on you.
Yeah.
Well, he is sometimes, and sometimes I deserve it. So I'll try to bring that to you another time. Obviously, we didn't get it there that time.
Of course you didn't.
Okay,
hey,
go.
Lay off.
Go.
Oh, yeah. I can outrun you.
Thank you.
The good news is he burns hot and fast.
Mm.
Yeah.
And deep down inside, he really loves you.
Yeah, if he didn't love you, he wouldn't be yelling at you.
I don't think so.
No, he does.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he does. But it was an interesting...
don't take him away, officer.
Oh, that's rough. That was rough. Pendulated stomach.
Yeah, that was You know what that was?
Wow.
Way, way, way over the line.
Yeah, over the
line. Okay, now he's coming back.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's why I can't see his wiener.
Shock, shock.
Jesus. You know, there's a limit. Oh, there's a limit. There's a limit. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mr. Limit? You're going to fight me like you used to fight? You used to get all those injuries because you couldn't handle your alcohol.
Mr. Limit.
Mr. Limit.
Show title.
That is the show title, Mr. Limit.
Mr. Limit.
The incredible Mr. Limit.
The incredible Mr. Limit. So I'll try to find it out. I'll try to get it for you, but it doesn't seem to want to be working right now unless I go in there.
Do you want to email it to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could send it.
Maybe
to you.
Email it to
no,
us, then
it's,
we can play.
It's probably, now it's not worth it. Now I've ruined it.
Yeah, you have.
He's still just sitting back here, over here.
I hate that guy.
You have ruined it. You have ruined it. And in turn, ruin the show. It's okay. No biggie. You've ruined a lot of other shows. You read the press. Man, he's rough. He is so rough on me. There's no need for that. There's really no need for that.
It's supposed to be a good little Thursday here.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was a difficult day because, you know, the my wife picks on me sometimes, and she doesn't do it a lot.
You alluded to this during the show.
You never talked about it on
and you
the
also,
show.
You seemed a little...
You're off your game.
No, I won't say off his game, but his
marital
mind was...
game.
Well, that's a horrible game.
What do you mean? Yesterday, I seemed a little off of my game?
Off your marital game. You
seemed
know
off
why.
Your, yeah, you seemed off your marital game.
You know
why. Just because I dropped the name.
Yeah. And that says to me that you had something swimming in your old dome.
No, like memories
no.
of a man who lost his nest.
No, I didn't mean
scattered pictures of the copies of the legal agreements. Yes, sirree, I have been through 3 marriages, and it's been rough. I've been through 2. I'm in one.
Yes.
Blissfully happy.
Yes.
By the way, the way it ended, the day ended better than it began.
Well, that's good.
It started
that's
where my wife and I, where were we?
And
we
didn't
were
it start coming... out okay, right? The day started
well, no,
okay.
We look for so Wednesday is, well, as you know, it's Prince Spaghetti Day.
That's right.
But Wednesday is an, hey, Rob.
Yes.
What day is it?
It's hump day.
Hump day. And I'm that's a camel.
Is it Prince
and he's voiced
Spaghetti
by
day
Toby.
On the South End.
Is that voiced by Toby from This Is Us?
From This Is Us, yeah. Chris Sullivan is his name, I believe.
So, like, you don't know that. You know exactly. You
don't,
when
you
think say, is his name.
Chris Sullivan, I, you don't know it by heart because you hate it so
remember
much.
Remember when you fell on the coffee table?
Remember when your partner went crazy and shot you?
Put me out of my misery, please.
We spent the day. We had to return a leased automobile to the dealership, which went beautifully. Because I think, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to go through the car mm-hmm. with a fine-tooth comb, mm-hmm. and it's going to be horrible. But no, they already had sent somebody out to do that. So all that work was done. It was spectacular.
Quick sidebar. I didn't know that you were returning a lease. This is why we should talk more outside of other reasons. Did you know you could have sold the rights to your lease? Like you could have sold it
but
to
my lease was expired. But Carla's lease was expired.
I get it.
Yeah,
that's
but you fake but you used a fake ID.
No. This is the way it works. For anybody that has a lease right now, especially in this market when there's not enough vehicles and inventory.
That's true.
When you can't do it in the middle of your lease, but if your lease has expired, you technically have the right to buy or purchase the car for a certain amount of money.
Right.
If you want to.
Yeah, right. I know how that works. Yeah.
You can sell the rights to purchase that car at the end of your lease to, I'm just giving you an example, Carvana, and they will most likely in this market pay you to have the rights to actually purchase it instead of just returning it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And how much money could we have gotten?
$1 million
anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000. It really depends on the lease.
Well, because cars really are bringing a premium now because there's just
well
no
I
cars
know that I traded a car in that I bought recently and got more money than I bought the car yeah. for and got another
just
car.
Just for anybody but, listening right now, if you have a lease that's expiring, that this is probably the one and only chance you could do something like that. It's new.
I would say, in agreement with Oscar, this is a different world in the automobile sure. industry right now than we've had before because of this microchip issue mm-hmm. they're having with being able to deliver cars, new cars, and deliver inventory to dealers. Cars are at a premium now. They are truly trying to find them. It's also a crappy time to just go out and buy a car mm-hmm. because with limited inventory, the nature of supply and demand, they
you
can't.
You get burned on both sides.
You get burned on the, yeah. on the purchase side. So you can't do that. It's very,
it turns
very
out,
dangerous.
Mike, it is Chris Sullivan, and he is 41 years old. 40 wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, young buck? Good.
Yeah, younger than I thought. I Man, thought he was closer to my age.
Really aged him on that thing.
Yeah. So we go out, and we drop the car off, and then we run another errand, and then it was off to, we wanted to check out some furniture for the house. We've had our dining room table for... since 2002.
Okay.
When we moved into the other house, we brought it over with us, and it's been old lady forever. It was old lady when we moved into the house, but it's kind of cute. It's got glass on top of this mm-hmm. kind of plaster thing, and it's got, you know, it's very
is it got a pedestal down, or does it have four legs?
All the communities down here have names like Da Vinci and you know, and Pompeii. You know yeah. what I mean? Everything
perfect example
is the Roman Empire. Okay. Everything is down there.
Those theme neighborhoods are like that. There is one around here called McLean Hamlet.
Ooh.
And all the streets are named after Shakespeare characters, and it's so ridiculous.
That's cute.
No,
well,
it's frustrating.
They yes. love the Roman Empire down here. I mean, I'm talking I could
Caligula?
Really give you I could give you Caligula. Mark Anthony, you know, but they have it. So there's this thing. I don't know whether it's the Midwest or what, but yeah. down here in Florida, and I'm sure that they're everywhere you go.
Right.
So this thing has been there, and the glass in a couple of spots, because actually the glass got chipped. I think that was a horrible fight at one point, but I don't know. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Did you have the pop-matic bubble? Maybe that went sideways.
You know, that could have been.
Or did you set down a tumbler too
God,
hard?
How do you have that? You have that dark memory. You have that. You met, you like Rob's got a memory for the show, the history of the show. You have a memory for evil things
conflict.
That have happened.
Yeah.
Conflict. You have a strong conflict memory.
Conflict
this
recall.
Is par excellence.
It's in my third world DNA. Like when you
right.
when you're born in conflict, you remember conflict.
This is what you glom onto it. So the table, is it a pedestal table or does it have legs?
It's a pedestal table.
Okay. Okay. Round?
And it morphed from a trip to find that to finding me. I would like to put in my, this is kind of my man cave.
Yeah. Sure.
Where, and I want a bar.
Yes.
In my room.
A bar.
I want a bar.
That
I want
best.
A bar in this room. Yeah. And we were off to look at a bar. Furniture.
You technically
said,
have already owned a bar.
Yeah, but he's gonna buy a smaller one this time.
Yes.
This is not
right.
going to be one that requires a liquor license or the
Could
town's
the O'Mara sign fit in your living room? That would be cool.
I'll bring it down. I have it in my garage.
No.
That would be cool.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
No. I'm fine with it being in Jimmy's. And Jimmy probably threw it away. No, Jimmy didn't throw it away, did
no,
he?
No. Jimmy
probably still has it in his, I think he has it in his home garage. He lied about putting it outside in the beer garden, right? Remember when he said he was going to do that?
He said he was going to do that. I think, Mike, he's right now using it as a headboard for his bed.
He said something to me like, you know, I didn't think it was a good idea. Why should he do that? The money he put into that place? It should be Cerrito, not O'Mara. I understand, but, you know, don't tell me you're going to put it out there and go, well, you still have your brick.
Yeah, well, I think what happens is if you buy a brick, you get a piece of the sign.
He can do whatever he wants with it.
Like the Berlin Wall.
He can
that
do whatever he wants.
Everyone gets a splinter.
A piece of the sign for you.
For you, and you can keep it.
That's actually
so the
genius.
Conflict started with
where
we were
do you go
walking
for a bar.
Huh? It was a billiards
oh, okay,
outdoor
like a theme place. Okay.
Furniture type of thing, and they
probably
didn't
called
have.
Shooters.
They didn't have anything like that in there, and so we're walking out, and next door was a coffee joint, and there is an old lady who's backing out of her parking space, and it's literally taking 19 minutes to
right.
watch this car. It defies imagination. You're not going to get into an accident. I guarantee you that.
Right.
But you're preventing your accident, you are slowing the world down
right.
within a 10-foot radius of your automobile. And so she finally, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, gets it backed up. And now I know what she's going to do. She's going to pull a left turn and zing out of the parking lot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that she is so glacial. She is moving slower than the glaciers moved. She is moving slower than a snail on Quaaludes doing this, that I know that I'm going to have a window.
Yes.
And I don't even speed up. I just casually walk in front of the right bumper of her car and I move. And somehow Mrs. O'Mara felt that that was mean to the old person. And I'm like, she can't hear the dinner bell. She has no idea what I was being mean. And then it was like, no, it was mean. You were making a big point of walking around the car, and that's just the way you are. And that's when it started.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's when it started. Mm-hmm. And then it was back and forth. And then this is what I do with Carla periodically. I look over. And for any other married men that are out there, I'm curious. I think we've discussed it before. I brought this up because it's fascinating to me. There are moments in time when you can look at your betrothed.
Yes.
And you can look at the person you are married to. I'm talking about men looking at their wives.
Right.
And you will look in their eye and you will see that what they are doing, the picking on you, the putting you down, they are doing it for fun.
Mm. Yeah.
I know it. I swear to it.
It's pleasure.
That's exactly what's going on. And it's a pleasurable exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes on and on. And it wore me down. It wore me down to the point of sadness.
Oh, no.
And I was extremely depressed prior to coming in to do the show
when
yesterday.
When did you realize that she was doing
it? We had a fabulous show, by the way, yesterday.
When did you realize
about
she was doing it for sport?
About 10 minutes in. By the way, here are my balls, place on the mantle. She's driving.
Okay.
There's the first problem.
Yeah.
All right? The first problem is like,
well, you got to drive to the lease. You got to drive to the lease joint because you had two cars there. That
exactly.
was good.
Yeah. But then then she's in there and she's doing it, and she's kind of doing the jerky driving too. You know, where the head snaps back in a little bit, and we're picking at each other, and then it's just like, I got tired of it, and I wore myself out, and I look, and then Carly gets a look on her face and said, "You're doing this for fun." It's a form of hatred. Don't get me wrong, but it's for fun. It's for recreation. We talked about it, Rob. Where you
hatred.
Said
I don't think it's based in hatred. I think it's based in boredom.
I felt hated.
Well, I understand. It's what it is.
But you're also super easy to like trigger.
And she is not. She knows.
By the way,
how
I know we
it.
Talked about this yesterday.
Right.
All right.
Off
and
air.
I know. I off air. I know. But yeah. I mean, I felt put upon.
Sure. Yeah.
If someone came to me and said, "Who's the easiest person you know that you can gaslight at any moment?" I'm not even think about it. I'll say my friend Mike O'Mara.
Gaslight's really not the right word for this.
What's the best word?
It would be to trigger. Trigger is what you said.
Trigger?
Trigger.
I think trigger becomes like mean and violent.
What is gaslight? You hear that a lot.
Well, some people have electric stoves and others.
Isn't gaslighting diverting?
Well,
right?
What it is.
Isn't it a form of diversion?
It's based on an old movie with Charles Boyer called Gaslight, where he made his wife think she was insane by playing tricks on her. So by gaslighting someone, it's like lying to them that they are having a misconception of something.
I thought it was more like effing with them.
Well, but that is effing with them. I think it's gotten more general. But in the classic thing is making someone think they're crazy by changing the surroundings and claiming
got
not
it,
to notice.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mike.
All right.
You're
easily
effed with. And sometimes you play along and it's like shtick. And other times, because of the nature of who we are, we're like, what's going on here? Right?
Yeah, but also, to be fair, I think Mike probably would enjoy it more if he was able to pick back.
Mm-hmm.
But we've discussed this before. Because we have been at this so long,
yeah,
we are too good at it.
We're hurtful.
And we will
go for the
jugular.
We all definitely pull back.
And I have to.
We pull back, you know. I do it.
I just say what I mean.
You don't. You pull back because you could say things to everybody.
Just, mm-hmm.
In my marriage?
Like you, Not your marriage.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in everyday life.
Oh, no, in everyday, life. My marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, I'm like, this is the deal. For example,
I'm the king, you're nothing.
No, I'm the president, she's the vice president.
Okay.
And until when I die, they'll break that glass ceiling for her and she can become president.
Which president are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Franklin.
President Franklin.
Benjamin, President Benjamin Franklin. It's the way they teach it in Bolivia. It's Abigail Adams followed by Benjamin Franklin. First woman president, third president of the United States.
Benjamin Franklin.
That's what it is, right? So anyway, I felt sad, but the day ended better.
How did it turn?
She went, I think, mid-morning and went nappy poo
really?
You know, after we got back. We're at mid-afternoon and then woke up a little teeny, and then I was a little teeny, and then in the evening... once Michael was put to bed, it ended, you know, as blissfully as a marriage can end.
Because she got it out of her system.
She got it out of her system.
So
and
who
then,
apologizes?
You know, I didn't really apologize.
Did she apologize?
As much as I, you know, I don't like to talk about this on the show.
No, this is
gross,
great conflict resolution.
Because I'm gross. No, it
How
just it ended romantically, and I was very happy with that. Okay, shut up, Oscar. That's why I said that. Hit the music. And you play your sound. You bite me too. All right, it was wonderful. Okay, wonderful. I mean, really. I went, you know, twice a year. That is one of the neatest experiences a person can
the
have.
The bad part is afterwards. She says, "You know what? That was mean."
That's it. No, she just said, get out. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, this is Jim Amato.
This is Twitch.
And we're out road tripping. And when we're not coming up with lousy ideas for promos and seeing the sights of this great country, we're listening to the TMOS bonus show.
That's right, Jim. The minutes just melt away when we're listening to our favorite show.
It's our way to get a fix on naughty words like and
your mother.
And how can they get the TMOS bonus show, Twitch?
Well, internet,
TikTok, Bitcoin. So go to MikeOmeraShow.com, click that banner, and have fun on your next road trip today.
We'll see you on the road.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
There you go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to welcome a brand new sponsor to the show. Do you constantly turn up the TV?
Yeah.
Remember when I was... All right. This is for my coworkers.
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
Do you constantly turn up the TV? Yes. Do you need closed captioning on when you're watching your Animal Kingdom like I do? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you check out at dinner because you can't hear the conversation? Doesn't necessarily have to be at dinner. It can be in a room
anytime
where there's an amazing crowd scene and I'm simply nodding. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Forget about it. All you need is the MD hearing aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered rechargeable hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost, not $2,400 a pair.
No.
Their Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. The design is so sleek, no one... What does that mean? $299.99
for
each,
the pair.
Rob?
Yeah, no. You buy,
so
you
it's
buy,
$299 each?
Yeah, you get a deal
each
if you buy
hearing
two.
Aid?
Yeah, because you need
okay.
You need two. $299.99
right. So
each.
It's... Okay. All right, just double checking. The design is so Scott. It's kind of, so it's basically $600 for a pair.
Yeah, you buy two.
Which is a fraction of what you pay for real
hearing. Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. You would know.
All right.
Yes,
did you write this?
This is their copy points.
Okay. All right. Their copy points.
This is going swimmingly.
Help them. The design is so sleek, no one will even know you're wearing it. And the rechargeable battery lasts up to 30 hours. It's water resistant. In up to 3 feet of water. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can shower
and
with them.
And you don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. Nah, I didn't need this. I need this!
You'll get it.
MD Hearing Aid offers a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Edward in New Jersey says that the MD Hearing Aid is the best hearing aid he's used at any price. And Walter W. says that MD Hearing Aids are just as good as his $4,000 hearing aids.
Yeah.
It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code TMOS to get their buy one, get one, $299 each offer. Plus, they are adding a free extra charging case. That's a $100 value just for our listeners. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code TMOS or call them 833-773-1149. Let me say that louder. 1-833-773-1149.
I wrote that
MD
part.
Hearing Aid.
Thank you.
Hold on. I have a few things to do here just to fix everything that I'm doing.
Let's get a pair to, yes. to Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
God. Please.
Really? Anyway, did you have to think about that?
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. God. This is the homepage.
I swear to God, one guy on the show is like, you know, you should walk around, follow me around down here. And I'm like, well, I'm Carl, I can't hear anything. Anywho, you know, I think maybe the host of the show could use a pair of them. Yeah, probably. Anywho, it's time for the homepage. And yes, thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah. See, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain why. The guys, and I'm talking about Oscar and Rob, worry because they don't know me well enough to know that if it didn't work out for me, that I might have some sort of meltdown. They're afraid of me having that kind of meltdown. No, I am going to tell you that I know this company. I have read an article about this company. I bet you didn't know that. And I desperately want these. And it would be a perfect fit for me. So that's why. That's okay. Why I just wish I'd known. Somewhere in your travels, if you travel to the weird places I do, you've probably heard of nudicles. Have you heard of these?
I've never heard of nudicles. No.
Well, you have a dog. They're fake testes that you can buy for your pet after he's had his real ones snip-snipped.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. You can supposedly get them for any pet that gets neutered, including dogs, cats, horses, even bulls. I think they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think there's absolutely no need for this. I mean, it's what you do. And they even have some famous customers like Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
Yes, that's the guy.
On The Tonight Show this week, Jake revealed that he just had his dog's plums picked, and his vet suggested that he get nudicles. He told Fallon, I said, no, of course. But then I was like, well, what do they look like? I ended up calling my doctor the night before surgery and saying, can we get those nudicles? Long story short, the dog has nudicles. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And Jake's a moron because he got upsold.
That's a disposable income issue. Yeah. Where you're why not?
And if it was all that important, Bob Barker would have been recommending them.
I think if you put nudicles in the sack after the older ones are gone, it'll be a great thing.
Is it their confidence? Is that what happens?
I don't know.
It's for the owner that likes to look at a dog's balls.
Yeah.
I see no other reason for that. No, that's not what you play. The other one. I am growing growing to like every day more and more Maya Bialik. I really, really am. She is somebody. I watched a couple episodes of Jeopardy, and I thought it was seamless. She is smart enough where she can have this knowledge of the subject matter that on a wide variety of topics, and she also is incredibly personable with the contestants. You don't need to look any further. But the problem, you know what the problem with Maya Bialik is?
Yeah.
That idiot boy. Was in her way.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, I think she's fantastic. I really do. I think she's great.
I think she has one of the best presentations when she does when they come back from the first commercial and she has to do a question.
And she does that horribly awkward segment.
And that's always horribly awkward because Jeopardy contestants, as a rule, are awkward people. If you can handle that, you're halfway home. And she does that very, very well.
This is a funny story about her that I wanted to put in the news today. She hates musicals, and that hatred actually destroyed her friendship with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, no.
It's a funny story. It happened back in 1997 with Mayim. I went with her boyfriend to see Neil in Rent. When it was over, the audience gave the show a standing ovation, but Mayim wasn't that impressed. In fact, she turned to her boyfriend and said, quote, "I don't want to stand for this."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Then she looked up and she noticed that Neil was looking right at her.
Oh, no.
She went backstage to see him after the show, and he said to her, quote, "Why did you say you weren't going to stand up?" He had actually read her lips.
Oh my God. Really?
I don't doubt this for a second. Actors are sensitive. She says, quote, "I did not have a good answer. It was terrible. It was bad." Mm-hmm. They didn't speak for a long time after that, but Neil apparently forgave her. He even sent her flowers once he heard she was still carrying her guilt over
That's so funny. That's brutal.
I'm not going to stand for this crap. Here he is again, ladies and gentlemen, sports fans, football fans, Tom Brady. Will most likely break Drew Brees' all-time passing yards record on Sunday. He's going to do it in Gillette Stadium where the Patriots play, and he's going to do it against the Pats. Drew's record, wow, God, what a quarterback, 80,358 yards. Tom Brady only needs 68 yards to beat that. Oh, man, the GOAT, I believe it.
Yeah.
Drew isn't salty about it, though. In fact, he said, quote, "I'm a firm believer that records are meant to be broken. I can't think of a guy who has invested more into his career and his preparation and kind of what he's meant for the game." Drew Brees, pure class act.
Yep.
"If you're trying to attend the game, good luck. Reseller ticket prices currently range anywhere from $225 to over $4,500 a seat for the big game between Tampa and the Patriots, where Tom Brady returns to his old home."
I saw two tickets for $5,000 in the super spreader section, so you can get it if you want it.
Well, you know, Nikki will be talking about that later on in the show. Yeah. Nikki Diamond, baby, he will be here. The pandemic is still tough, and if there's one thing that Americans can't handle losing at this point, it's bacon.
Oh.
This is tough news to break. If you haven't noticed, bacon is more expensive than it has been in the past 40 years. Even accounting for inflation. Supply chain issues are squeezing the pork market. Pork chops cost about 7% more than 12 months ago. You know, pork, can I be honest with you, was always the meat that you go into the grocery store, and if you want some good old protein that you don't want to pay too much for, pork was the last stand, right?
Exactly, exactly. Pork chops. Pork chops, easy to cook, and, you know, not that bad for you, really.
The average price for a slab of bacon has jumped nearly 28% over the past year. Demand is soaring. Of course it is. Everyone's going, "I want bacon."
Yeah. Man.
But due to several factors, including the disruption to the supply chain, pork production is expected to close out the year 2% lower than last year, and that's causing the problem. Prices aren't expected to come down anytime soon. One expert says we could get some relief by next summer. So it'll be a bacon-free winter for you.
Scrapple prices holding steady.
However, I have a good story here.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Arby's is promoting its own version of the McRib.
Oh.
Yummy, yummy, loving my tummy. They're selling hoodies and sweatpants that smell like smoked meat.
That's
Arby's.
That's so
we have the hoodies.
They would do a McRib. They would probably do it better than McDonald's.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too.
Right? I would try the McRib from Arby's.
Well, I mean, the McRib has always... The taste is okay, but it feels like a space-age polymer in your mouth.
It's disgusting. Feel, yeah, it's I've always really thought
not
that.
It's not okay.
But Arby's.
It tastes good, too, with the sauce. Mm. But,
yeah.
You know,
Arby's, yeah.
Each article of clothing from Arby's is hand-smoked by a real pitmaster.
That's the part I like. That's why I got the story.
So great.
They don't go on sale until Monday at noon Eastern. If you want a pair, check out albysmokesweats.com for a nation of blithering idiots.
Well, I haven't seen clothing that smelled like smoke since I visited Lucille Ball.
Those were cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Lucy.
And now a little something something. The search efforts for a missing person can be intense. So they're usually willing to accept any help they can get, even if it's the person they're searching for. What? A man in Turkey was reported missing on Tuesday after his loved ones lost touch with him for several hours. Apparently, he'd gone out drinking with some friends and then wandered into the woods. While in the woods, the guy came to and he saw people looking for someone, so he joined in. Reportedly for hours.
That's fantastic.
Eventually, he noticed that they were chanting his name.
Duh.
So he responded, "I'm here. I'm here." Once the authorities confirmed he was with them, they called off the search and gave him a ride home. The man was identified as Abdul the Drunken Idiot. There you go. Thank you. I'm sorry I used Abdul, but what are you going to do? Send a letter to me. Send a letter to Mike O'Mara, care of Mike O'Mara's show. That's it. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. Do we have the man himself in our next break, or is the break after that?
We're going to do another segment, then we will do Nikki Diamond.
Oh, I always forget, because I'm dumb. I'm having that kind of show. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's me, Amy Winehouse, innit? Remember me? You might not recognize me, because I've lost a lot of weight in the past few years. Some good news. I was cremated back in 2011. I've stopped smoking. Remember back when Robespierre dressed up as me for Halloween? Yeah, real funny, innit? If I would have seen him at that Halloween party, I'd have punched him in the throat. But I was passed out in the bathroom, which Rob and I also have in common. Halloween is coming up soon, innit? Stop putting your costume together now. Through the Michael Mara Show Shopping Center. Access Target and Walmart through the link at michaelmaraShow.com. Winehouse out.
Isn't it? Thank you, Amy. It's exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd like to welcome another new sponsor. Yes, another new sponsor. Two new sponsors. You know why? Because this is the best podcast in podcast land.
Yeah. And happy International Podcast Day, by the way.
International Podcast Day, and this podcast is fantastic. People want to advertise on it. It's international, and people want to advertise on it. Why? Because we're fantastic. That's why. And we don't say it enough about ourselves. No. What?
I thought it was international because of me.
Okay, sure.
The cat.
We'll go with that.
But we're also in Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco.
Listen, how many podcasts originate from Podville?
Right. That's right.
Thank you. So the new sponsor we're going to tell you about is a company you may already know about, Rothy's. You've heard of Rothy's before. Looking good and feeling great just got easier thanks to Rothy's innovative approach to shoe design. From their unbeatable comfort to the fact that you can wash them, these shoes check every box. Mrs. O'Mara, my wife, Carla O'Mara, she loves Rothy's more than anything. These are hot, 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 fantastic shoes. Everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. Rothy's men's shoes are knit with 100% recycled materials made from plastic water bottles. No wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoe, the Driving Loafer in Navy. Is that the Navy one? I can't tell. Is that Navy?
I got it in black.
I got the Navy. Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are beautiful shoes. They get a 5-star review from almost every customer. How great are they? Well, Rob showed you his wonderful kicks there. He bailed on his Birkenstocks for these.
Yeah, I love these shoes. All right. They're like wearing nothing. They're so comfortable.
He's stylish now. Like
you've
he looks
switched
like an adult.
Out. Yeah. Thank you. Finally, you've bailed on the Birks for the Rothy's. Right. Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a travel must-have, and CNN says Rothy's men's shoes are comfortable to wear right out of the box. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS. Head to Rothy's.com/TMOS to find your new favorites today. We all love our Rothy's, and you will too. All right, so so many things that we haven't gotten to. I don't know what you guys can jump in anytime you want here, but I don't know what I think I do want to get a quick recap. I know we've belabored it a little bit with you and the family. Did you get closure?
Any closure with
your fam about talking about your mother's secrets?
Is the absolute best.
Oh,
let
really?
Me tell you.
Oh, good. I love to hear this.
Yesterday, I confirmed that I was scared and dodging my father.
WhatsApp calls.
I called my father. My father was up roughly around 8 p.m. And I said, Dad, I want to get ahead of this and let you know I'm sorry. But he goes, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I thought he left you a message you had a brief exchange.
He said, stop talking. He's like, he basically gave me this back and forth thinking the message he left me made it seem like he knew what I said about my mom.
Stop screwing around with your mom.
Yeah.
You said.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with what he was giving me.
Oh no.
Yes.
So you created this in your own mind.
Yeah. I spun out.
He gaslighted you.
I gaslighted myself. Well, he was pissed at me About the show, about something completely different, something else.
But it was show related?
Show related from an old show that had nothing to do with this show, which I really appreciated. He said that my sister was listening to an old show, and I was saying something about my going, making it seem, and this is what's crazy. They don't know how mean I can be on this show.
Right.
Because my dad was mad about me bitching about going to see my mom. That's what he was mad about.
So something really benign.
Benign.
Yeah. Wow.
And I rolled into a confession, and as soon as I realized, when he was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh.
He said, did you get enough out where he would have picked up on what you did?
He was clearly annoyed by me. Okay. He's like, I don't care about that. Just stop saying you don't like going to your, making it seem like you don't like going to your mom's. And I said, well, who told you that? He goes, well, Tatiana was saying that it might be a burden on you. A burden. Because she was listening to the show, and I guess I made it seem like it's a burden. It is a burden. But I love my mom, and I'll go every Sunday to see her because she's my
You're
mom.
You're dedicated of and course. Loyal to yes. your mama. I mean, that's fine.
If all my siblings hadn't moved away to other parts of the country and made me stick around making sure that I'm the only one that takes care of them, maybe they wouldn't share stories with my father about what I say on there.
Sometimes the burden has to do with geography.
Mm-hmm. By the way, and I'm with you 1,000%. Yeah. I really, really get it. And you hear it all the time, especially when you get to be my age, when you get parents who are getting on in years and have to be dealt with. Yeah. I mean, it really is a situation where, look, I don't know what the future holds, yes. but I just would indicate to your siblings at some point that, you know, as time passes, it ain't going to be all you. That just can't be that way. But you know what? You've always said that there's a balance between your sweat equity.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm
they
wrong.
They pay for things.
That's, you know yes. what? You're cool with
and
that,
I'm
right?
Good with
you're
that.
Comfortable with that?
But
all right.
don't. So my father was asking, my father was saying, how's Oscar with mom? Because I guess they got a chance to connect while she was in town via WhatsApp for a long time. She had 4 days off. She was visiting.
Right.
And what I gleaned from the conversation was that she was listening to one of our old shows. Remember, I told you my family pretends to care about me by listening to the show and pretend like they know what's going on or reading titles of the show.
That's more than I get, pal.
Yeah. So I'll take that.
I'd love to get
and
that.
And Tatiana was probably all excited for a day or so because she saw the studio.
Correct.
She's, I'm going to listen for a while.
He's done something.
It's good.
Yeah, but she's done
that's
now.
That's good. And I'll take anything I can get.
But if you don't, like, I guess, If I'm not making a big deal, if I'm not bitching about it, don't tell other people that I might have an issue with it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not telling you directly, if I have a problem, I will tell you directly. I'm not going to passive-aggressively run my life.
Exactly.
So Tatiana didn't rat you out about the medical report or anything?
No. Tatiana ratted me out saying that she felt, after listening to one of the shows, that I was burdened by this going to take care of mom to my father. Probably trying to make my father feel guilty for leaving us half the year. And then
she wouldn't play that card, would she?
And then it turned into me.
Wow.
Jose wouldn't pull that crap.
No. He
that's
would
terrible.
Not.
I don't want to stir stuff up, but that's a... So there was not... This was much ado about nothing. You didn't even have to worry about
it. It was great.
You were completely freaked out.
Well, yeah, Mike, worked up.
I try to put myself in my parents' shoes. Like, I've done so many things to them. So many things to them. Like,
your mother wasn't pissed?
They're not pissed. Unless she's driving to work.
But the weird thing is that even that old story, Mike, it still got leaked.
Yeah, it did. So
that
nothing.
Poor lady.
So you just because of your fear, there's a lesson to be learned here.
Yes.
You, because of your fear, did not respond to people. And
how am I not
going to
talk
yes.
about my mother growing older? And I'm sure it's
by the way,
to me.
Does Tatiana have even any knowledge of this?
No.
That you were talking about this issue?
Not until her next visit, when I'm sure she'll find another episode to make a big deal about that. There's nothing to do
no,
about
but
nothing.
The issue is, you know, and I know you,
yes.
you know that going into this area, and by the way, every time Oscar does something like this, it's or I do it or Rob does it, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah,
it's a sacrifice.
Yes.
We know we're gonna risk the fact
also,
that we might get some crap from people when we do that.
Now I'm gonna have a leaky faucet when I'm like 65 because it's gonna be karma.
No, you
it
might
doesn't necessarily.
No, you
be
might
hereditary.
favor your dad.
Well, my dad takes forever to go to the restroom, so
that's better. That's better.
So anyway, it's gone. It's gone now, right? It doesn't.
The deck has been cleared. He just felt like if I have a problem going to see mom and.
By the way, Oscar, did you say anything about piddle?
If it's a burden to tell him, don't tell the world, because he probably felt guilty, like that he leaves. By the way, if he knew that we were alleging he had a second family in Latin America for all these years.
He go nuts.
That's a little stronger than an allegation.
Yeah. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's all it is.
Well, there's always a little truth. If you were to put a percentage on the amount of truth in that particular joke, on the truth in joke meter, what percentage would you put on that particular daddy as a second family?
Look, honestly, all jokes aside, 80%.
That's good. So you ended up having a good conversation.
It was
with him?
Quick. Was that and dry and fast.
Quick and dry and cold and
cold.
Nasty.
Gotta go.
Don't mess with your mother.
He sounded like he had people over. It was weird. Maybe his other family.
He might have been helping with the homework.
He's always busy.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
We're having a Christmas in September party. We're having a wonderful Christmas. All my other children are opening their presents right now.
September.
My other grown children. No, they'd be younger. My teenage children are opening their gifts right now. That's what it is. Yes.
It's fantastic. It's Bolivian Christmas.
Bolivian Christmas.
Dr. Zavios.
Absolutely, Morris. All right. Anyway, well, I'm glad everything
that
worked
out. That is good.
It worked out. Thank you.
And you, Mr. Spiewak,
yes.
You wanted to mention a TV reco that you've had a change of heart on.
Actually, two things real quick. My dad has been binging The Sopranos because he's getting ready for that movie.
The old Sopranos.
Yeah, the original series.
That's something worth going back to.
And you know what? I don't think I had watched them since they aired, and I bought the DVDs. And so I last night got out and watched the pilot episode, the one with the panic attack and the ducks in his swimming pool.
Okay.
And I forgot not only how richly written it is, but how much happens in that first episode. It had me the way it had me the first time through. And with this, is it the Knights, the Many Saints of Newark, I think it's called, that's releases tomorrow.
The new Sopranos movie.
The new Sopranos, a prequel movie. I am so in right now, and that's the thing that sucks, and I was talking to my dad, is that this movie is going to be a letdown. It's going to almost have to be a letdown because the series was so good.
Yeah,
same
I agree
team,
with
though.
That. Yeah, same team, right? Putting it together.
David
Chase. The same time, you deal with the show with David Chase, with the crafting of that show.
It was
with
so,
just the casting.
I swear, Mike, if you watch that
top
first,
to bottom,
watch that first episode. Even the best shows sometimes need like two or three to get going.
Yes.
This is a 1,000 miles an hour out of the box.
And The Sopranos. I've always thought that movies and television shows based on crime have to have a primary mission of creating enough danger to be credible, to make you feel ill at ease based on the danger. If you don't do that, I think one of the great examples of that is Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just created the tension and the danger. You felt like you were going to get whacked.
Yeah.
If the movie can do what the series did, and the series had all that time to build that up.
Yeah.
If they can do it and get that danger element in there, it might be passable. But I agree, it's going to be a tall order.
It's a very tall order.
I'm hopeful.
I am too. It's something new. I'm excited with a new show on the horizon.
So rich in conflict in that first episode. And again, that first episode has the bombing of Arthur Bucco's restaurant. It has so much going on in it. So I invite anybody that has not seen The Sopranos since it's been on, you can get it on HBO Max and all the streaming services. Yeah. Watch that first episode and tell me it's not sensational.
We will do that. And the one thing that broke my heart before the show, I was going to come in here raving about the fact that I'm now binging Animal Kingdom on FX. And Oscar told me, I said, boy, that young Smurf, the one that plays the young Ellen Barkin role, is just, so incredible to look at on screen.
Very
She's
attractive.
Fantastic. And then, is it really true
it's
that
Sean
she
Penn's
is,
wife?
She is married
wife.
To Sean.
Current wife.
Really? Wow.
Layla,
and I thought
Layla
I had a May
George.
December romance. Really?
Her name
What's
is,
her name? Do we know her name?
Layla George.
Layla George.
Let me triple.
Is that her?
Oscar, that's
yes. It's Layla George. I just want to triple confirm.
I don't want it to be true. I don't want it to be true.
I heard that and I was like, oh, that makes sense. He's famous and successful. Why
but I mean,
not?
She's got to be in her early 30s at the latest. Yeah, I would think.
Isn't Carla in her early 30s?
No, Carla just turned 40. Did 41.
Yeah, but how old are you?
She's 62.
It's Layla George. It is.
Layla George D'Onofrio is 29 years old.
Yeah.
She's an Australian American. And
Sean Penn, 61. Same deal.
61. No, it's not the same deal. My is 21. Layla George she's 10 years older.
Mike,
she's 10 years. I mean, she's 10 years younger than Carla.
29.
Her dad is Vincent D'Onofrio, Private Pyle.
Yeah.
See, that's why you listen to this show. Wow.
They look really Layla good George. Together, too. She looks happy.
Sean Penn and Layla?
She looks happy and not. You know how some couples look like one of the members of the, like, someone's
he
held.
Looks, he looks like he just got out of bed.
Now,
are you kidding me?
Someone's held captive. She looks happy.
She but can you really imagine happy. Thanksgiving Let's dinner see. With the table with Private Pyle and Spicoli? I
know. Now you've got me. That's wow.
I mean, he went from
Vincent
Robin,
D'Onofrio. That's his daughter.
Yeah. Robin Wright.
Yeah. Oh, she's so stunning, too.
Wow.
John
she
Penn.
Is.
You know.
He must have a monster down there.
What's the matter with you?
We have to disgusting. Take a break. Okay. Hey, football fans. Yeah. It's Nicky Diamond. He's coming back. Sean Penn. Jeez. What a dick. Anyway,
that's
we'll
Oscar
take a break.
Literally, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I know. We'll come back with more fun. I am so... Why am I jealous of Sean Penn? He's a movie star. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Barron Show.
Hit me!
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nicky Diamond is next, but first this weekend, Tom Brady returns to New England for the biggest game of the year, and the stakes have never been higher. There he is at MyBookie. Whether you're backing the Bucks or Pats this Sunday, the game is always more exciting when you've got money on it at MyBookie. Get it? You know, that's you're really going to help me with this. I truly enjoy this. This is going to I'm getting it pantomimed for me. Get in. In on the action and take this game to a whole new level at MyBookie. Both teams are sporting top defenses.
Looking good.
And nobody knows each other better than Brady and Belichick. So slow and steady will win this race. Smart money bets the under. Don't wait around. Join MyBookie now and bet on the biggest game of the season. Use our promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Are you listening? That's promo code TMOS to get double your first deposit with MyBookie and start your winning season right now. Sunday night, under the lights, place a bet and get set for excitement. It's the biggest game of the year, so get in on it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. And as Nicky Diamond would say, light it up.
Oh, yeah.
Without further ado, let's dive right in because he's standing by from Pahrump, Nevada, and he is looking ready for love today. Look at this man. He is ready. Nicky, how the hell are you, my friend?
It's a beautiful day. Happy International Podcast Day.
Yeah.
International holiday, if you will. Yes.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes.
And people when taking think international, I yes. think the Mike O'Mara Show from all over the world.
Yes,
from
sir.
D.C. to Sacramento International.
That's it. That's our international coverage right there. How incredibly exciting. Hey, Nicky, did you know that Sean Penn was married to like a woman 30 years younger? Did you know that? That Sean Penn was married to a beautiful lady named Layla D'Onofrio? Did you know that?
I did not, but well done, Sean. Kudos to you, my friend.
Nicky, have you ever been married?
I have never been married, but I felt like I've been divorced 6 times.
That's good.
Relationships. Am I right?
It's difficult, isn't it, Nicky? It's really difficult. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
You know, relationships, they always describe them like that. It's you know, that's the positive. It's a lot of work, but we love each other. I prefer no work and we love each other. How about that?
Well, Nikki, you know, a man, let's be honest, a man has occasional needs and desires. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do you have a certain special someone in your life right now? Or are you out in the bars? What do you do for, well, I mean, just a friendly companionship.
That's nice.
Single and ready to mingle. You have someone in mind, Mr. O'Mara? Somebody you
No. Jesus Christ, no. No,
you lost
I'm sorry.
Merle, so that's gone.
Yeah sorry about that.
I did not lose Merle. She's still with us, I'm pretty sure. Just like Ernie, very much alive, yes.
Okay, well, he wasn't so, implying that she was dead.
No.
Happy birthday to young Spurlock. Very big day.
Robert's birthday today.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
19.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Thank you, I didn't know that. Happy birthday,
you
Robert.
You follow Young Men Online? What's going on?
Hi. That's an interesting accusation. Let's just say, don't look at my Google search. Anyway.
Yes,
young Spurlock, whatever, care to enjoy a gift, I've got him. Just head over to Sherry's Ranch here in Pahrump and tell Victoria that Nikki sent him.
No. He's not. That's a house of ill repute. You don't want to send
a man,
him over
baby.
There. How old is Robert today, Rob Spiewak?
He is 19 today, and I will see him on Saturday morning, and I am beside myself with excitement.
Saturday morning?
Yeah, I haven't seen him
since. He's going up to WVU.
We're going up to tailgate with him. We're not going to go to the game, but we're going up to tailgate, so we'll have a full report on Monday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Happy birthday, Robert the III. We appreciate that. All right, Nikki, let's dive in. It's a big week, as we mentioned, with my bookie, with the big game, of course. I know you're going to get to that, but lay them on us. We're ready for you right now.
Let's go for it. Let's start with the diamond variant because it's unstoppable. No matter what you do, it'll get right through your defenses. Yes. How about those Cowboys? They're looking good. 2-1 Cowboys facing the 3-0 Carolina Panthers, but I'm not believing that 3-0. Plus, they lost Christian McCaffrey. They go into Big D, who suddenly has a defense. Who knew? They're given 4.5. I say they win 30-20. Dallas is back, baby. Yes, they are.
Wow. I agree with you. Yep, absolutely.
Let's look at the Fantastic Five, your top five teams in the NFL. Look, they're right around the corner. I've been denying it, but at some point you're 3-0, the Las Vegas Raiders. Look at them undefeated.
How about
John Gruden, they beat the Ravens. They beat the Dolphins, the Steelers. They're beating quality teams. You got to give them some love. Number four. Week one, forget about that. It's like it never happened. The Pack is back. Big win over the Niners. Last second field goal. Number four. Number three, Jimmy Cerrito. The Bills. Again, struggling in week one, but they're back. Destroying the football team who struggles with playing football. Not a well-named team, by the way. The losing football team. Better name.
The Washington football team we're talking about. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they lost, but they're still elite team. We'll get to them here in a second. And number one, the Los Angeles Rams, 3-0. Matt Stafford and Sean Jackson. What are this, 2004? They're looking fantastic. The number one team in the NFL. Mm. Your diamond pick of the week. This is a player. Calvin Ridley, the Atlanta Falcons, they're playing the football team. This is the football team's defense. It's 3rd and 17. Let's drop a play that gives up 18 yards. What are they doing? They can't do anything on third down. Ridley is going to light them up. 120 yards and a touchdown. And now for the big game, Tom Brady coming back to New England. Who's the man? Is it Belichick? Is it Brady? I don't know. Who would you want to be? The guy with the hoodie or the guy with the Super Bowl wife? It's going to be Brady. They're going to roll. They're going to do it. He don't need no Sherry's Ranch. He get whatever the hell he wants. It's always his birthday. Tom Brady, the Bucs, they go into New England. Foxborough, beat it. You're done, Belichick. Retire. Play golf every day. Go fishing. 45-20. They don't light up. Brady, baby.
Incredible report. I give him a standing ovation this week.
That was terrific. Yeah.
That passion for a very passionate game. That game's going to be on the spotlight, and that's truly, truly incredible with that. And never familiar with Sherry's Ranch out there. I'll have to look that up.
Mike, but, I think I saw a Groupon, so if you want to go
God. So you're not going to the game
He, you know what? The students get the tickets based on a lottery, and he did not get a ticket himself, and it was going to be a hard pull to get even an extra ticket. And the more I thought about it, I'm a little more comfortable hanging in a parking lot with a mask on than I am packing into a stadium with 60,000.
So if you had tickets, would you, if you were able to get tickets, would you go?
It's worth going to one game at least.
I don't think.
But you want to wait. You want to be careful.
Yeah,
and wait,
I do. Or, I mean,
I get it. I get it totally.
I was watching it, and now, you know, I just like, you know what? That doesn't seem all that wise and all that prudent. And
I agree.
He's, you know, he's doing it. He's still doing the thing during the game where he's pledging his fraternity, and he has to photobomb a lot of people during the game.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be with him during the game. So I said, Carrie, I'm not sure about the culture of Morgantown, West Virginia, but I'm guessing if we search real hard, we'll find a bar that has a game on at the bar, and we can go there and check it out. So
you're going to be, you'll probably by, you know, the next couple of years, you'll be an expert on Morgantown and know the lay of the land. You know how to find a good saloon.
Absolutely.
Mike, and if I'm not mistaken, this Friday, locally here, Friday night, if I'm not mistaken, Iowa comes to town.
Really?
Yes.
Iowa? Who's, is Iowa going to play Maryland?
No, they're playing Nova. And there's Nova is starting Matt Bloom at quarterback.
We have to call Steve Bridges at a certain point.
We should.
You know,
yeah.
Just to
we
say
should.
Hello. You
yeah.
Know, to congratulate. How about we call him to congratulate him on his booster shot?
Oh, that's
that'll
yeah.
be a good
That'd
idea.
Be a good idea.
He got one?
Yeah. I think we might
got a booster.
Might have to be a phoner. I'm not sure he knows how to Zoom.
Oh, by the way. You know, next, I'll get to it next. I am trying to look out for a booster myself. And I, the way I got it, you don't need a prescription for it. That's
really?
What I heard.
You
yeah,
just get
that's
in. What I heard. My mom walked in and they gave her one.
Yeah. So, sir, and Rob and I could walk in and say, you know, they look up and they go, do you have any pre-existing conditions? And you just go,
they asked me if I had any pre-existing conditions. I said, let me catch my breath.
Let me catch my breath and find out. Well, happy birthday, Robert
III,
19 years old today.
Love him very much.
Thank you, Nikki Diamond. We'll take a break and come back with the digital dump stare right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the distinct honor and privilege for listening to the show that all the advertisers want to join up with, the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
And now, a TMOS coronavirus update with P1 listener and healthcare frontline hero, Stephanie Larson.
Listen up, you filthy animals. This is Stephanie Larson. And as many of you know, I'm a nurse in Sacramento, California. I've been in the front lines of this fight against COVID-19 for over a year. This is not a hoax. It's not a joke. Unlike TMOS, it's not funny. People are dying. I see it every goddamn day. Do your part. Wear a mask. And get vaccinated, you selfish p***s. If for no other reason, do it so we can see each other again at the next TMOS live show. Do you think I like schlepping my happy ass all over the hospital in 100-degree weather in a mask? F*** that. No, I don't. What the f*** is wrong with you people? Get vaccinated, you motherfuckers.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Nice.
Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. Why is it that the clothes that are most comfortable are the most unattractive?
Huh?
You ever wonder that? Huh? Answer me. Is it too much to ask to be comfortable and confident at the same time? That's why you got to check out Public Rec. They believe that comfort starts with a better fit. Their best-selling all-day, everyday pant is available in over 40 different sizing combinations and can fit men anywhere from 5'8" to nearly 7 feet tall.
If you're a giant, they got pants for you.
Where's my belt? Hey. Now your favorite lounge pants can also be your go-tos for work, happy hour, or the gym. After a year at home, these are the pants you need now that you need pants. And the fabric, Public Rec spent years engineering the perfect blend of softness, stretch, and durability. It's all the performance benefits you love with the added style for more formal occasions. They also have zipper pockets, so no more having your phone or wallet fall out while you sit down. They come in 9 different colors, one for each day of the week, and then some. And they just launched their women's line, so now anyone listening to this show can enjoy Public Rec's better-fitting comfort. Who knew you could look sharp in sweats? Public Rec did, and just look at Oscar. Are you wearing your Public Recs today?
All
right, what color do we have? Really?
Sort of a gunmetal gray, I would say.
All right, very nice. Public Rec rarely discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off. And we thank you, Public Rec. Let's see who's in there right now. A lot of dead ones this week.
Hello, I'm Bob Feller. I'm still pitching in Cleveland. It works for me. It will work for you.
What? Now, Mike, here's the quiz.
What is that?
Is Bob Feller, Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Feller, is he visiting or does he live in the dumpster?
I'm going to say he lives in the dumpster.
Oscar?
Oh, he's definitely living there.
He has lived in the dumpster since December 15th, 2010.
Listen to the fidelity in his voice.
Yeah, good fidelity, but dead.
How you doing, right? Bob?
Hello, I'm Bob Feller. I'm still pitching in Cleveland. It works for me. It will work for you.
He's lying because he hasn't pitched since 2010.
Yes, still pitching in Cleveland. You want me to come to your house? I'll pitch for you, too.
Who are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm Bob Feller. Rico, thank you.
So I'm all for the environment.
You
love
are.
It. I love it. I love the environment. Happen? However, they've stopped making wires in some cases with like actual rubber insulation and replaced it with a soy-based insulation.
Okay.
And, you know, it's better for the environment because it's...
What kind of wire?
In cars.
And like car wiring?
Yeah. But here's the problem. Squirrels love the soy wires.
Oh, no.
Pop the hood. Caught a squirrel red-handed right down here snacking on these wires. They told me that because the wires were chewed so close to the firewall, they had no option but to replace the entire wiring harness in the truck.
It went from oil-based to soybean-based. Well, it is great for the environment, so great, of course, that animals are attracted to that soybean-based insulation. So they chew through it.
So don't, it's not a good trade-off.
Oh, no.
No, especially, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah,
animals.
I know, right? I remember when the house that I lived in with Big Daddy, we had did some wiring and I got into the ceiling. It was a ceiling fan.
Mm-hmm.
The wires were so old because the house was built in the 30s. The wire was wrapped in oily rag. That was the insulation.
God.
And so when I tried to bend it to put it to the it just cracked and fell off. I looked around. There was just raw, open copper wiring up in the ceiling.
You know, I've been taken to watching, I think it's HGTV.
Yeah.
It's this new mega hit on HGTV called Bargain Mansions, where this lady goes in and she buys these places around Kansas City, all these old houses, and does the renovation.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing when you go and see these properties. It's sometimes 100 years old.
Yeah.
And you see the plaster on slats. That's the way they used to
That's
build
what
houses.
I have. Slats at the house.
Yeah, you've got the slats where they put plaster on there.
It's terrible. It's the worst. Horrible. You can't hang a picture. And also remember, Oscar's floors have been sanded so many times. They're very thin.
It's just sod.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because she goes into this one and you kind of pick up sometimes when she's doing it on the cheap. She's like, we're going to leave this wall as it was. The plaster looks really good on there. I said, oh, good. You're doing a full renovation, but you're leaving up a plaster wall.
That'll be good.
Yeah. It'll give it the character.
Then the owner's going to hang one picture and it's going to crack. Yeah. It's going to go, the crack is going
to
look like a map of the Mississippi. Okay, so Oscar, I pulled this for you. You like Nintendo.
I love Nintendo.
And they're releasing the new Mario movie soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it right now. And to announce the cast, the president of Nintendo, Shigeru Miyamoto, had a press conference, and he does not speak English, so the translator is what you're going to
Chris
hear.
Chris Pratt, right?
I believe Chris Pratt is in it.
Playing and Mario.
I love the way the translator conveys the enthusiasm of the president of Nintendo.
First, of course, is Mario, who will be played by Chris Pratt. He's so cool. Next, Princess Peach will be played by Anya Taylor-Joy. I can't wait to see a very spirited Princess Peach. Mario's little brother, Luigi, will be played by Charlie Day. Bowser will be played by the one and only Jack Black. The comedian Keegan-Michael Key will be playing Toad. Even though this is a Mario movie, Donkey Kong will be played by Seth Rogen.
Donkey Kong will be played by Seth Rogen.
Why? I thought they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, but it's just, it's the trans...
Sorry, that was my Seth Rogen.
This is just
Sorry.
A little one. He's had to go after Mario with the hammer.
That is a star-studded cast.
It really is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I won't watch it.
I'm excited for it.
Is that Marvel?
No, it's Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Internet.
TikTok.
Yeah. Bitcoin.
Okay. Is his name Manny Pacquiao, the boxer?
Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao, really, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest ripoffs, pay-per-view ripoffs that I have ever experienced was the Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao fight. I would no more. I wouldn't put four. I wouldn't pay $4 to watch Manny Pacquiao.
We all got burned, I remember.
Ever.
Well, Mike, no need to worry, because yesterday he announced his retirement from boxing.
It is difficult for me to accept that my time as a boxer is over.
Well, yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Today, I am announcing my retirement. I never thought that this day would come.
I think it came in that Mayweather fight,
but
to
Mike,
be honest with you.
Here's the good news. Since. They asked what's going to happen now that he's retired. He's going to focus on his bid to become president of the Philippines.
Ah, that's right. I heard he has political ambitions. Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah. I was never angrier than when I watched that fight. There was absolutely nothing. We got played.
Yeah. You got absolutely played.
And they both, and Manny Pacquiao got a great payday. Mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather got an otherworldly payday out of that and just ran around the ring, and Manny Pacquiao didn't throw any punches.
They should have run it in fast motion with the Benny Hill music.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, see if you can name this famous singer. Before he was famous, this was his first single. See if you can name this singer.
He's surrounded by background singers.
It's so against his type. He was recording at this time under the name Davy Jones, not the monkey, because it's his real name. This is
not the disc jockey.
This is this is David Bowie.
Isn't that something?
They're putting together, Mike, they're putting together a release of some of his rare tracks. This is his first single. It was called You've Got a Habit of Leaving, and it's going to spotlight his career from 64 to 71. And it's
you play that clip again?
Yeah.
So that, because you played the clip where David Bowie's more in the background.
Right.
Don't we have the clip where, I think I have the clip where he's actually more in the foreground with that. So go ahead and play the clip again.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go, right here.
This is ground control to Major Tom. I know this now. Come, they told me, pa-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Well, you know what I say about David Bowie's music, Mike?
Young Americans.
What? Some of it's really fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know why we'll always laugh at that. Why it's 30 years.
We always shall. Anyway, Mike, that is your digital dumpster.
Oh, that's the
Bob
digital
Feller
dumpster.
Bob Feller is dead.
And yes, he is.
Dead.
It's Bob Feller. I'll come up and pitch for you.
Pitch for you.
I'm very excited. I say my words too fast and I slur them together.
He sounds like Scooter.
Scooter from Mobile.
Have a good Thursday.
Way back
everybody.
In the day. Yeah, it's great. Have a good one. We'll be back with a brand new bonus episode tomorrow. Mm. So please, and I'll really thank you to all our wonderful new advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good day for that. Very happy. And hearing aid.
What's that?
Thank you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Let me just close this conversation by saying you are one unique individual.
What size gift will get me entry to her vagina?
You think that's funny? It's not funny!